Good morning. Who's calling Christian?
Hi, good morning, Christian. This is Rose Leslie.
Rose Leslie. We are massive fans of Game of Thrones on this show, so to us, you are Ygritte.
Okay, fair enough. I am Ygritte. Ygritte is calling this morning.
Thank you very much. That makes it easy to chat to you. Listen, Rose, thank you very much for giving us a call this morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much for accepting my call.
Don't be silly, you're a Big Mac star. Do you know what? I didn't know that you were also in Downton Abbey.
I was. Yeah, no, I was in the first season of Downton. So I was at the very beginning when all of us kind of, as a cast, were fully unaware of what it would then become.
Yeah, but I seem to remember, were you part of Mrs. Packmore crew and then you kind of got promoted upstairs? Was that you?
Do you know what? I was part of Mrs. Patmore crew, but I don't think I did get promoted upstairs, no. I mean, there were times when I was able to plump up the cushion on the sofa and stoke the fireplace, but I was pretty much downstairs.
Do you not think that Mrs. Patmore crew would be a great name for a rap band as well?
I do. She's a very cool woman. I think I saw her pastries in a supermarket the other day. Rather than Aunt Bessie's, I saw Mrs. Patmore's, and that made me so happy. Had to buy them.
Oh, that's fantastic. So you must be taking a break between filming something, because you've done so many great shows from Downton Abbey and then obviously the world's biggest TV show, Game of Thrones. It's an amazing show. And then obviously Luther as well.
Oh, I loved Luther. Yes, no, that was such a fantastic show to be a part of. And he's a cool dude. Idris is a very, very
cool dude.
Do you
not think he should be the next James Bond, Rose?
Oh, I agree. Oh my God, Christian, I could not agree with you more. He has just pure charisma, and he is Bond. No, I think he would do an incredible job. But he's a brilliant actor, so he'd be able to kind of do it effortlessly, I think.
Yeah, I walked down the street here once in Soho, and he just happened to be walking down the street, and men and women in his wake. It was like a messiah walking down Parliament Street. As I was walking past him, I could hear people's fragments of their conversations. They were going, "That's Idris Elba," and it was like, it was honestly like we'd seen Jesus.
It was incredibly.
I've seen many good-looking actors lead men, but there was something else about the power he had just over strangers on the street.
Yeah, and his stance. I hope you jumped on him.
So, are you going to be doing more Luther? Can you say?
Do you know what? I can't say. And certainly,
yes.
I would love to do. Well, do you know what? I would actually love to do more Luther, but I think it's not actually up to me. Annoyingly, I'm completely powerless. So I think it's up to the creators and the directors and people all kind of like getting together again.
So when do they let you know?
Oh, I don't know. Hopefully, kind of like, well, do you know what? I have no idea. I think that they'll let me know once they have even a storyline in place and if people are available. And it's all these different kind of avenues that you have to go down to make sure that everything's in place for it to possibly be able to keep the same standard.
Now, what was more fun to film? You've been very lucky, obviously, been in Game of Thrones and Luther, but what was more fun to film? Was Game of Thrones more intense and hard work, or...?
I think when it does come to fun, I think you can't really go wrong if you're going to be shooting in Iceland. And we were kind of stranded in the middle of nowhere on some glacier. And I think, do you know what, I mean, as much as I love London, you can't really compare the two. So I'm going to go with Thrones on that one.
And it looked very cold, though, because obviously for a lot of your scenes, you were just wearing that sort of bear rug. I mean, I don't know if you had thermals underneath it, but it looked very cold.
It was very cold. I mean, there were days when we were in minus 18 and we were all kind of paranoid that the camera equipment would freeze over and then, of course, you wouldn't be able to film any of the scenes. And it was, But what a hell of an experience. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great character. You did it brilliantly as well.
Thank you. Well, thank you very much.
Hey, that's right. Who's asked you to give us a call, Rose?
So, Anthony Nolan have asked me to give you a call and to explain the incredible work that they do.
And is that a charity you've been involved with for a while?
It is. It is a charity I have been involved with a while. A dear friend of mine, Millie, suffered from leukemia several years ago. And as a result, I have been aware of the outstanding work that they do.
Well, good for you for getting involved. The Anthony Nolan Trust is a very worthwhile charity. Now, Rose, how this works, all the various celebrities that give us a call, they leave a question for the next celebrity. And your one comes from, I don't know if you've ever seen, probably not because you're very busy, but have you ever seen a TV show called The Hotel?
TV show called The Hotel. Do you know, sadly enough, I haven't, no.
No. Man in there, and he's called Mark Jenkins, and he's also on Bear Grylls' Celebrity Island at the moment. And his question for you is, what would you take to a desert island?
Oh, okay.
So I think if I've got his question right, he means you're only allowed to take one thing with you. So what would it be
one
for
thing.
You, Rose?
Oh, it's got to be a Swiss Army knife, hasn't it?
Swiss Army knife. That's
I think so. Then you can kind of use all the different.
You can take the rose out of Egret, but you cannot take the Egret out of Rose.
No, you
Swiss
cannot.
Swiss Army knife.
No. I'll be cutting down those trees, building a little shelter.
Whittling them into a spear.
Exactly.
And what's the question that you're going to leave for the next person?
So my question, I was thinking about this, I had quite a lot of fun. My question is, how did you get your first scar?
God, that's a great question.
Well, there's always history behind that.
Absolutely.
And I think that there's always some really fun tales on how different people got their different scars.
Yeah.
In childhood or whenever.
And have you got a scar?
I do. I have a scar on my forehead. That's me going straight over my handlebars when I was about 4 years old. And as a result, I got some pebbles stuck in my forehead. So, yeah, I've got a big old scar up there.
Well, now we know. This has been quite an amazing celebrity interview. Do you not think? We found out that you actually have a scar from a childhood accident at the age of 4. So thank you very much for your question. A lot of people texting in so much they've enjoyed hearing you on the show this morning.
Wonderful.
However, they're also desperate for you to say, to end the call by yelling, "You know nothing, Jon Snow." Do you get that every single day, Rose?
That's amazing, Christian. Do you know what? I do, but I've never been asked to yell it.
Well, I tell you, the country right now, there's 2 million people listening. They are requesting that you yell it. Not say it, but that's my audience. They can be a little bit boisterous, especially on a Wednesday, that you yell,
hilarious.
"You know nothing, Jon Snow," for some reason.
Okay, brilliant. Well, I'm going to yell, "You know nothing, Jon Snow."
That is an actress.
That is an actress. Echoed around my room.
Do you know what? I think you and Idris should both be in the Bond movies at some point together. I think you make a great partnership. Well, listen, Rose, thank you very much for giving us a call this morning. Good luck with the rest of your career. You're a fantastic actress.
Thank you very much, Christian. Lovely.
All right, take care.
You.
Take care. Bye.
Thank you.